your security code.
Tango, Whiskey, Alpha, Tango.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange. Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Crazy Fresh, y'all. Welcome to another Tango Whiskey Alpha Tango. My name is Morgellon, the low-tech mystic, and I shall be your techie for today. Today we're going to talk about smartphones, because this is something that I think that just boggles my mind. As much as we have so many computer nerds in this fantastic age and day that we live in, why doesn't everybody have a smartphone? And I understand, yeah, they are kind of pricey, but we spend so much money on the awesome rig, or this, or that, or buying fast food, or, you know, it's... Think about it, because the smartphones are awesome, and hopefully today, after listening to this edition of Tango Whiskey Alpha Tango, you will be inspired to further look into the smartphones, because in my humble opinion, they're great. Great. Just absolutely wonderful. They're kind of like a watch, as in the sense of the fact that, you know, when you don't wear a watch, you really don't think about having a watch on. But once you had a watch for a while and you've worn it and then you take it off, you really miss that watch. And really, a better way to sum this up would be, it's kind of like sex. Before you have sex, it's not really that big a deal. Yeah, you really would like to have it, but it's not that big a deal. But after the first time you have sex, no, this is something you want all the time. Like, you want to carry this around in your pocket. You want to have it at your whim, at your beck and call. So too is the smartphone, my friends. Once you have one, it's an addiction. You're not going to give it up. And it's, like I said, it's expensive. This is something that is not cheap. You're going to pay around $300 on average, plus the two-year agreement, you know. So you're signing up for 2 years of whatever the regular contract, the monthly fees are. Your mileage may vary. So this is kind of a big step, but I really love mine, and for every penny that I dump into it, it's well worth every single one. So I would like to share with you all out there in Tango Whiskey Alpha Tango Land my experiences and my uses of smartphones. And I've owned two smartphones. My first smartphone was the Singular 8125, which is an HTC brand. It was obviously through Singular. It was not G3 capable. It had the regular data speeds, and it was nice. It had the slide-out keyboard, and it was definitely a two-handed device. After using this device for about a year and a half, close to 2 years, I definitely knew that I wanted a one-handed device. It was crucial for me. The main thing that I wanted was something with a nice quality screen, but above all, the deal breaker, the most important thing for me was the fact that I could operate this device one-handed. I needed to be able to walk down the hall carrying a load of books in one hand and my phone in the other and be able to operate. I need to be able to, whatever I'm doing, one-handed. Wow, that sounded bad. But I need to be able to operate this phone one-handed. Whether it's the internet, text messaging, whatever I'm doing, I've got a nice full keyboard on there, so why not have this one-handed? So obviously this led to the next phone being a Trio, because the Trios have a wonderful little keyboard on the front. They have little itty-bitty buttons, and at first I was kind of nervous about these little itty-bitty buttons, but after using the Trio for about a month now, luckily I didn't have to pay for my Trio. I got it for a birthday. Hint, hint, guys. Maybe you can work out some kind of birthday, Christmas, something, something for a smartphone if you don't have the cash to just dump one on your own. But anyway, so I got my Trio 700 W, meaning it's a Windows model, for my birthday. And the keys, after having it for about a month and using it, now I have to say, the keypads are quite easily usable. I'm not stumbling over other keys. That was at first my big worry, is that, you know, I'm going to be trying to press one of the little buttons, and I'm going to press like three or four. But luckily, that wasn't the case, and it's easy to use. So, Trio 700. I'm using a local carrier, but they share the Verizon lines when I'm not in the local area, so I've moved from Singular to Verizon. So basically, the main thing is that I've switched different types of radios. So before, I was using whatever the Singular type uses, and then Verizon uses a different type. I'm not the expert on it, so I'm not going to try to attempt to name those. But more importantly, I have the data plan, because I have a smartphone. So for my personal use, I have the minimal amount of minutes, and I have the unlimited data package. Because what I'm doing with this phone is, it's the internet in my pocket. I spend more time using internet and data than I do on the phone. If I'm on the phone with somebody, it's either within the unlimited nights and weekends time frame, because most of the people I know are night owls, little hackers, or, you know, I've got a brief time during the day. So I bought the minimum talking minute package plan, and then the unlimited data plan, and basically I'm under $80 a month. So that's what I'm paying. It's $80 a month. Dropping the docs, what kind of phone I'm using, how much I'm paying. Whoa, what a noob. Today on Tango Whiskey Alpha Tango, the legend of the noob. But more importantly, I've got unlimited data. And this means I've got a whole lot of functionality. Because on that Trio 700W, I've got a nice 312 megahertz processor. That's right. I've got a more powerful computer in my pocket than the first computer I ever used. Okay, give me a rocket car and I'm in the future, okay? I've got a computer in my pocket and a rocket car. I'm flying through the air. Give me some time travel. We're there, baby! Okay, so we've got one third of the process right here. So for a little under $80, minutes and data, this is what Morgellon, the low-tech mystic, is doing. Because Morgellon is using his mini computer in his pocket and his unlimited data to do a lot of things. And I personally feel very empowered with my phone, because there's a lot of things I've got going on. So this is the main focus today, is the apps and things that I'm running on Windows Mobile 5. This is Windows applications. So, and if you're a total Linux guy, this is going to be a deal breaker for you. And unless, hey, you can figure a way to get this phone to sync up under Linux. Because let me tell you, that's one of the things that keeps me booting into Windows. Like, I've got dual partitions on the laptop because there's certain things I need to do in Windows. And syncing up with the smartphone is one of them, because it's a Windows Mobile smartphone and it kind of needs the Windows stuff. Now, with all that being said, I'm going to go ahead and start out the list of killer apps, essential apps that I use, with the only app that I actually paid for. And I feel this app is worth every penny. It's an application called Egress. Egress? I don't know, I'm from Kentucky. I can't spell, I can't speak. I've actually been drinking. This is just going downhill. I apologize for anybody who's actually listened this far into the show. Congrats to anybody who actually makes it to the end. Anyway, so Egress is an RSS Atom podcatcher aggregator, fantastic application for your mobile smartphone device. I love it. Egress can be located on the worldwide global interweb at www.garishkernels.net/software.html. And for those tiny inclined, that's tinyurl.com/3, 6, U as in Ulysses, 2, 7, and U as in Ulysses. Egress is a fantastic application. It offers wonderful management of all your regular RSS news feeds, also including if you want to slap in a nice SD card for your storage, you can have Egress save everything to your the storage card, which I'm currently doing, so I can download regular podcast shows and it goes straight to the SD card. It's very nice. It's very convenient. I'm actually running the Hacker Media RSS feed in through there. All the regular feeds that I read, anytime I come across anything that I normally wouldn't, say, add to the RSS feed, I'll kind of add to the phone through Egress. And it's actually kind of nice, and it's amazing how much news I'm able to catch up, because whether I'm standing in line somewhere, whether I'm at a traffic light, I've got 2-3 minutes to kill, I've got my phone with me. So boom, I pop it open, and oh, well, here's the latest feeds in whatever. So you just kind of scroll through, and whatever I feel like reading through, boom, I'm there. So it's a nice, convenient way to just kind of stay up on whatever's going. And if I see anything in there that's really interesting that just compels me, hey, you know, that's something I can look up later and dig into. So I really like that. I feel that it helps me keep up on the things that I'm very interested in. So that way I'm not missing anything that I may not normally be able to catch because I was before too busy. So this is one of my favorite applications. This is an application that has a 30-day trial, and after that, you gotta pay $12.95. I've paid the $12.95 up front. I kinda had a weird experience when I ordered it. I ordered it through the website's since changed. Before it forwards you to was it Pocket Gear? I believe PocketGear.com, and you order through PocketGear.com. But what they didn't tell me up front when I ordered was that you download the trial version and then they send you like a registration code. Well, I was kind of upset because I had downloaded the trial version, which was an expired trial version, and I had no registration code. And so I had to wait, you know, 24 to 48 hours for them to email me the registration code so I could use this program. So I dumped $12.95 and then had an expired trial version that I couldn't use, was kind of upset, sent some angry emails to the company, and to the developer himself, and oddly enough, I was really impressed within, like, say, an hour and a half. One of the developers himself from the official website sent me an email apologizing for the troubles, and I guess really for me being a dumbass. He's like, kind of, hey, sorry, you know, that you're and that you don't understand how things go. But through the 14 million pages I had to click through and signing up with the Pocket Gear stuff and ordering the application, they never once mentioned that, hey, you know, we just send you the trial version and then, you know, we send you the registration code a couple days later. Or if they did, I just totally overlooked it, and then once again, I'm a dumbass. Maybe that's the way things go. But regardless, the developer was insanely awesome. Within an hour and a half, he had replied with an email apologizing, sending a registration code. When I was doing the show notes, I noticed that the Pocket Gear link isn't up on his website. Now it's just a PayPal link. And I hope it's nothing bad. I hope it hasn't, kicked dude off Pocket Gear. But if dude has dumped Pocket Gear, then more power to him, and I hope everybody with a Windows Mobile 5 device goes out and pays $12.95 for his program and uses it, because it's fantastic, it works great, and it's worth every penny. And a lot of people said, how can you pay for a program? Let me tell you, I'm going to spend $12.95 on a pizza, a large 2-topping, and a breadstick or something. Let me tell you, being a pizza delivery guy, you're going to spend it on just a lot of things that you drop here. It's a CD here, it's a CD there. But yet, I'm going to balk at spending $12.95 on buying software and supporting somebody who's like-minded like myself and trying to make a living doing what I do. If I really like the application, I don't mind at all to pay for it. So I was just kind of surprised at the amount of noise that people made about the fact that I actually paid for a program as opposed to just using something that was free or open source. So enough with that. Next program is a media player. It is entitled TCPMP. That is Tango Charlie Papa Mary Papa. And that stands for the Core Pocket Media Player. And this is a great media player for your Windows 5 mobile device, whether it's a PDA, smartphone, whatever you've got. The Windows mobile media player that comes with a phone or PDA is kind of crappy. I was very disappointed with the fact that it's not playing streams. There was a lot of media types that it wouldn't play. It was very picky on what it would play. In the fact that if I was listening to, say, a longer podcast MP3, say, something that was like an hour in length, and I paused it and then turned the device off and turned it back on, then the track would actually reset, restarting back at the beginning of the track, or in many cases, just totally emptying out the playlist, so I don't even have the track queued up. Not alone do I not know where I was in the file if I just turned the phone off. I don't even have the file queued up anymore. It was very inconvenient. Time for a replacement. This is where TCPMP, the Core Pocket Media Player, comes into place. And right now it looks like the quote-unquote official website is down, no longer active. There is a secondary backup website, which is picard.exe.hu/TCPMP, or, once again, for those tiny inclined, that's tinyurl.com/ERZSQ. That's tinyurl.com, E as in early, R as in rockin', Z as in zebra, S as in suck, and Q as in quality. And if you do a Google for TCPMP and WM5, meaning Windows Mobile 5, first few links is the Wikipedia link onto the site, and they actually mention how the main site's down or whatever. But TCPMP is a fantastic application. It's going to play almost any kind of media type file application that you need. AC3, AAC, DivX, FLAC, H.263, H.264, it's going to be JPEGs, TIFFs, GIFs, PNGs, it's going to play MPEGs, MP3s, MPEG4s, it's going to play AUGs, it's going to play WAVs, it's going to play XVIDs, it's going to play ASFs, AVIs, it's going to play QuickTimes. It's very impressive. Nice program. One of the few caveats, like with the H.264, there's actual little plugin that you have to run in with it, and your mileage will vary on that. Depending on the processor speed of your PDA smartphone, it's going to be a little laggy, it's going to be choppy, and it may not be enjoyable at all. But with that being said, all other, like especially video, fantastic, amazing, just blows my mind. I was really impressed with the quality of video on the Trio. I've been to the Apple Store. I've played with the iPhones. The iPhones are cool. Yes, they do have better quality video than the Trio, but nonetheless, that being said, still great quality video. No complaints going on there. And just audio is just fine, and the fact that I can stream, the fact that I can ride around in my car while I'm delivering pizzas and listen to, say, BenRev Radio stream, or the Hack 5 Radio, or any kind of random internet stream I feel like listening to, as long as it's 24 kilobits, 32 kilobits, 32 kilobits seems to be kind of the limit before it starts kind of dropping buffering. But this is a fantastic application. I use this a lot. I really like it. And if I'm playing any kind of media, this is what I'm using. And I just mentioned the iPhone. Ooh, the iPhone. It does so many cool things. And you can watch YouTube on the iPhone. Well, the iPhone is not the only phone that's capable of watching YouTube, Google Video, or other such streaming video on the phone. I've come across some great applications using TCP/IP, the media player, and some interesting modifications. This comes from the Trio Central forums. This is the Trio forums where I hang out, just kind of scoping out, learning all the good stuff about the Trio, all the good stuff that I need to be knowing. So if you do get a smartphone, I highly recommend, you know, find some good forums with the people that you like, stuff that matches up with you, because a smartphone is complicated. There's a lot of things going on with it, so a good forum, a lot of people know what's already happening with it. Good to already know what's going down. But there's two interesting links here. The people have actually got YouTube and Google Video and several other sites working streaming video on the Trio, and I'm sure it's applicable with other phones, especially the HTCs and different models, so look into this. This is really cool. The first one, I'm going to give tiny URLs because the regular links are insanely long. I've already been drinking. I've already rambled enough. The first one is tinyurl.com. Number 2, U as in Ulysses. The number 7, X as in X-ray, L as in lame, and Z as in zebra. The second one is tinyurl.com/2, O as in opera, X as in X-ray, P as in papa, G as in Google, and B as in buddy. Speaking of buddy, I've just been joined by my good old cat friend, Mr. Bighead. That's right, everybody, my cat, Mr. Bighead, has come out to join me in the garage. God, I'm rambling about the cat. I am drunk. Another application that I have used is Opera, which is a mobile web browser. It is available at www.opera.com/product/mobile/product/winmobilePPC. Or, for those tiny inclined, is tinyurl.com/E as in early, X as in X-ray, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, and R as in rocking. Now, Opera is very nice on your mobile device. It has some benefits and some drawbacks. The first benefit is the fact that it renders some pages that IE doesn't want to render at all. There's some things that Opera does rather nice and looks very beautiful doing. It has tab browsing, but on a mobile device, you've got a small display, so there's only so many tabs, there's only so effective that can go. But it is nice nonetheless. So there are some web pages that you just can't get to on IE that Opera will render, and there's some web pages that you are just not going to get to at all on your mobile device, at least not with the Windows Mobile 5 device. So that is one thing to take into consideration. But in such events, I just make a mental note to check that out when I get back to a computer or a laptop or some other internet access, which isn't really that big of a drawback. Opera also is only a 30-day trial. It is a paid program. I forget off the top of my head how much it is. Alcohol. But this is an application I have not paid for. I've used the trial version, but I've not felt the need for it enough to actually pay for it. Once again, knowing that I have internet access at a laptop and a computer nearby soon later on, it's not that necessary that I actually need to surf on the phone if I can't. But a phone is also mainly for communication, not just for web browsing and watching video. So one of the wonderful things about having the unlimited data plan is the fact that we enhance our methods of communications. And one of the methods that we use to enhance our communication is, of course, IRC. And one of the great friends of hackers all across the land is IRC. The program that I am using at the moment is entitled Pocket IRC. It can be located on the global interweb at pocketirc.com. For the tiny inclined, that's tinyurl.com/5, L as in lame, G as in Google, W as in Washington, and L as in lame. This program is freeware, but you can support the developers of this program for $14.95 issue, if you so wish. I have not yet paid for the program, but I've been using it for a very long time, and I'm very pleased with this program. This is not the only IRC program for the Windows Mobile 5 platform, but needless to say, I'm very pleased with it and have not found a need to move on to another program. And hand in hand with IRC, we have whatever IM client that many of us use. One of the great IM clients for the Windows Mobile platform that I have come across is Agile Messenger, which can be located at www.agilemobile.com, or for the tiny inclined, that's tinyurl.com, the number 9, E as in early, the number 3, V as in Victor, and N as in Nintendo. Agile Messenger is capable of MSN, Yahoo, ICQ, AIM, Google Talk, Jabber, in IM, voice, picture, and video messaging. It's a pretty comprehensive, nice little application it's got going on. I'm not quite certain on the free. It's got some prices on it as well. It's got like a $44.95, like one-time buy forever, or $11.95 for a three-month thing going on, but I'm using it and not paying for it, so I'm not quite sure how that works. I don't know if that's a support the developers kind of thing, or if I've just got a trial version and it's yet to expire, and haha, fool on me. I've come across another program which I've installed but not used, which is called OctroTalk, which handles the Google Talk and Jabber Talk, and it is located at www.octro.com. Octro is spelled O-C-T-R-O, so I may be, once again, mutilating the pronunciation. But for the tiny inclined, that's tinyurl.com, the number 2, the number 5, N as in Nintendo, M as in Mary, S as in Sulu, and U as in Ulysses. Right now, it's currently in beta. Pricing has not been decided. I've not used the program. I really can't testify for it, but it looked kind of neat. On the main website, it's got an awesome little picture of a Japanese dude, and the Japanese train station looks all really cool, so I'm sure the application has to rock. You know, Japanese dudes on the phone, Hajimashimashite, Suda, let's go get some sake. Alright, too. So moving on from these applications, using our unlimited data plan. So what about some Wi-Fi? The Trio 700 doesn't have Wi-Fi built in, but it's possible to give Wi-Fi capabilities using an SDIO card or Bluetooth or however I want to hack it up, or say you guys have a smartphone that does have Wi-Fi built in. My singular 8125, the HTC Wizard, did have Wi-Fi built in. So there are some Wi-Fi applications I have here for us to check out. Of course, the first off is Mini Stumbler, which is available at www.netstumbler.com/downloads, or for the tiny inclined, that's tinyurl.com, the number 4, P as in Papa, J as in Jesus, Z as in Zebra, and V as in Victor. This works on most, but not all, Hermes Prisms and Atmel chipsets, and including some Compact Flash and SDIO cards. So we're all, at least in the Windows universe, we're familiar with NetStumbler, so Mini Stumbler is just obviously the portable equivalent of NetStumbler. Works pretty decent if your chipset supports it. The 8125 did not support Mini Stumbler, and obviously The 700 Trio does not support it since it doesn't have Wi-Fi. Another Wi-Fi scanner or sniffer is Wi-Fi Fofum, which can be found at www.aspecto-software.com/rw/applications/Wi-Fi Fofum. Or, for the tiny inclined, that's tinyurl.com/2, 6, U as in Ulysses, N as in Nintendo, 6, and P as in Papa. On the website, it clearly states that Wi-Fi Fofum is the best Wi-Fi scanning sniffer application for Windows Mobile 5. If it says it on the internet, it can't be wrong. I have used this application. It does work with the Singular 8125, the HTC Wizard. It was pretty decent. Overall, I wasn't really too impressed with Wi-Fi scanning or sniffing on a Windows Mobile device, but that's me, and that's not really a big thing for me. Obviously, I'm weird. Needless to say, check that out. It is run, I think, by British people. British people. But regardless, it's ran by somebody who is not in the United States, because you can buy the program or support the developers, and it is, the payment is in something that is not in US dollars, and because I'm a American, I'm stupid and retarded and drunk and don't know what the symbol means. It's a little L with a dash through it. I think that means British, but they've all switched over to the Euro, right? Or maybe not, because I'm a freaking idiot and drunk, and I don't know. But regardless, it's got the little L with the slash through it in GBP. GBP. So I'm, is that something British pounds, maybe? Regardless, go to the website. You'll see what I mean. As we near the home stretch, one of the most crucial applications, one of my favorite, and one of the, once again, applications that tie me to the Windows universe and keep me dual booting on the laptop, is this program, which is PDANet. PDANet allows me to sync my smartphone to the laptop to allow me to use it as a USB modem. PDANet can be located at www.junefabrics.com/PDANet. Or for the tiny inclined, that's tinyurl.com/2, M as in Mary, Y as in Yankee, B as in Bravo, H as in Hotel, and P as in Papa. PDANet works under Windows with the USB cable, Bluetooth, or infrared. And it works with the Trio 700W, Trio 700, Motorola Q, PPCVX, 6700, 6800, the Samsung i730, i830, the T-Mobile MDA, and the Singular 8125 and 8525. Under Macintosh, the connection works only through Bluetooth. My current cell provider charges an extra $40 a month for the PDA Laptop Connect feature. So this program helps me do something that I need to do on a random occasion and not have to pay out the wazoo to do it. Now I've saved the best application for last. If you've managed to make it through my entire drunken redneck ramblings up to this point, my friends, you are in for a treat. Not only have you empowered yourself with the knowledge that is the Windows Mobile 5 possibilities, data connections, and what you can do, my friends, I'm gonna blow your mind. And probably get flamed like a mother. Mapping software. Mapping software is essential, fantastic, and greatly improves your life. Anybody who has spent any time on the road driving, especially in areas that you're not familiar with, will easily testify that this can save you just all kinds of headaches. In my experience, I've used the Google Maps application quite a bit, and I was rather pleased with the application. It ran in a Java applet, and for the most part ran rather well. I was able to get the information that I needed out of it, and in a timely manner. One of the things that was noticeable that it was seemed to be a little bit clunky with the loading of the maps, and I always blame that on either processor or the data speeds of the network. And that's until I tried
insert flame here.
Microsoft Live Search. That's right, this is Microsoft's alternative to Google Maps. This can be located at www.microsoft.com/windows-mobile/livesearch/default.mspx. Or for the tiny inclined, that's tinyurl.com/2xsnxray, zsnzebra, sskillr, and aasin. The Microsoft Live Search application really impressed me from the first time that I installed it and loaded it up and ran it. This is probably one of the best Microsoft applications I have ever used. On my mobile device, it is snappy, responsive, and almost zero load time. It almost seems like magic. And for Microsoft, it makes me just want to not think that it's true. Like, I totally went off the deep end. I'm super crazy. I've got some kind of weird hacker Alzheimer where I think Microsoft is now cool. But yet, this is how it works, and it's true. While I was researching links for this particular Tango Whiskey Alpha Tango that I speak in my drunken ramblings, I found an interesting Gizmondo review where they actually agreed with me. And instead of listing out this long, insane URL, I'm going to give you the tinyurl.com/3A(alpha), K(killer), D(delta), and 8. Now this story is very interesting because they agree with me and on many of the points that I found appealing of the application. Like I said, it's just as good as Google Maps. It's the same basic layout. It's got a little bit more built in. It's got driving directions, stuff like that built in. If you've got a mobile device, I highly recommend you download this application. Check it out. It'll be well worth your time and the storage space required for installation, as any of these programs that I've mentioned today. So I hope that you've enjoyed my drunken ramblings. It's probably degraded severely from beginning to this end point. I've been recording kind of all night. It's over the Labor Day weekend. I've been kicking back, having a few beers, enjoying myself, and hopefully attempting to contribute back to the community. So for you guys out there, if you don't have a smartphone, seriously, think about getting a smartphone, especially with the unlimited data plan. With the right applications, you can highly, highly enhance your life. I walk around all the time. Anytime that I'm standing in line somewhere, there is no wasted time. You know, if I've got a couple minutes to kill, whether it's whatever I'm doing, if I've got my phone with me, I can check my email, I can check the news feeds, I can chat with my friends over IM or through IRC. I can stream music and radio stations over the internet. I can stay connected. I can do all kinds of fun stuff. And if you've got the $80 or so to drop on in a month, seriously, my friends, please consider it. And if not, enjoy the mad ramblings of myself, Morgellon the low-tech mystic. This has been a Tango Whiskey Alpha Tango.
Yo, say yeah, yeah, say yo, yo. It's been a long, long time. time since I've been away. Been a long, long time since I felt this way. Been a long, long time, I find the words to say how much I'm grateful for my life today. Cause under every cup you might find a nut. Behind every corner you might get jacked up. At the end of every rainbow you might find gold. The last bite of your sandwich, hope you don't find mold. Cause none of us can live the perfect life, the kind that we see on Nick at Night. And sometimes we all just lose sight of the pain that will guide us from dark into the light. We fall down, yes, but we get up. And sometimes we just need a little bit of love to help to make it through another day. Into the night, into the light, into a Saturday. So in the morning when I'm waiting for the sun to rise, and my head's a little foggy like I'm in a haze, I remind myself that everything is gonna be okay.
Hello. Let's see, mic levels back up, 0.4, 0.5, 0.5, hello, 0.5, 0.8, this is me mumbling. Oh, shit, fucking microphone, or speakers, shit, oh, Charlie,